Omar Rava, Rava said like this, Meis b'yomtiv rishon, if somebody dies on the first day of yomtiv, yisasko b'yaminin. Yisroel l'yid can't touch him, he's muksa, but you're allowed to have goyim work to bury him. You're allowed to make the kfura on the first day of yomtiv, but you have to let goyim do it, not a Jew. What about meis b'yomtiv sheni? Let's say somebody dies on the second day of yomtiv, in chutz la'aretz we have 2 days yomtiv, then yisasko b'yisroel. Then even a Jew is allowed to be yisek and making the kfura. Even if talking about the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, that they're both the Chomedik Adin, it's like a Vada Yomtiv, still, since the second day is only with the Rabbonin will make on the gate to a mace. That even the Yisrael is allowed to be Yisik in burying the mace. Ma'ashen came to Beitza. Ma'ashen, like we had before, an egg is different. An egg that's born the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to eat the second day. Because the second day, even though it's only with the Rabbonin, it has a din like a Vadai. That's only the gate to Chos Beitza. Mashenka, the gate to a mace, the Rabbanan will moida and makel to say you could bury a mace on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, second day even of Rosh Hashanah. Nahador Yamin Adori says, after Beitza, even a Beitza is also mutter. They say no. Atrei Bizman is there, the second day of Rosh Hashanah. If you have an egg that's born the first day, you're allowed to eat it the second day. Why? The Mai Daitcha, what's your reasoning to say that it's also the second day? Dilma Ma'abur El Elul, we have a suffix, maybe Elul was an extra day. Yeah, and therefore it's a Sveika Diyayma, so we don't really know which day is Rosh Hashanah, so we keep 2 days Machmas Sveika, it's like a Vaday. See, he says no. For Omar Rav Chinano Bar Kanam, Omar Rav, that mi yemois Ezra v'elach, from the times of Ezra and further, loy metzinu elam yuber. It never came out that Elul had 30 days to it. It was always on the 30th day of Elul that they made Rosh Hashanah. So like Rashi says, it only happened one time before Ezra that the Edim came after Mincha. But from that time on, it never happened that Edim came after Mincha. Therefore, there's always only like 1 day in Eretz Yisrael. So if it's only 1 day, that we keep 2 days in Chutz Loretz, it's only Machmas Sveika. Therefore, he holds an egg that's born the first day, on the second day you're allowed to eat it. Omer Mazlutra, Mazlutra says like this, Lo Yamor, it was only said that on the second day Yomtif, that you're allowed to have a Yisrael bury the Nais, Elo Le'amor Nelo Di'ishtoi, only if he died already, like on the first day Yom Tov, and you didn't take care of him, so now when it comes the second day, since he's like rotting away already, then even a Jew is allowed to take care of it. But let's say he didn't die the first day Yom Tov. He didn't wait yet. He only died today on the second day Yom Tov. Then even the second day Yom Tov, you're not allowed to let a Yisrael bury him. You have to wait till after Yom Tov. That's what Mazrutin wanted to say. Rav Ashi says no. No, even if the mace did not die yesterday, he died today on the second day Yom Tov. We did not push you off to make you wait till after Yom Tov, but we let you bury the mace today on Yom Tov. My time, what's the reasoning? Well, how come if somebody dies on Yom Tov Sheni, you're allowed to bury him, even a Jew? Because Yom Tov Sheni legabe mace, the halacha of a Yom Tov Sheni, that's only with the Rabbanin in the Chutz Loretz, on Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael, it's also with the Rabbanin, of a legabe mace, negate to the loch of taking care of a mace, is kechoil shavu rabbonin. The rabbonin made it like weekday, mamish like a weekday. If you want to go and bury a mace now, you can do whatever you want. And afilo lemegas like lima, even it means to cut his tachrichim. He has to cut material to make him his clothing, his tachrichim. You're allowed to do it on the second day yomtiv. Or lemegas leyasa, who then if you want to cut down hadasim to make it smell nice by the mace, you're allowed to cut it down on the second day yomtiv. Even though it's a melacha, but since the second day yomtiv is only with the rabbanin said that nageya to a mace, there are no takaras of yomtiv. It's mamish like a chayil. You could do whatever you want. Nageya, what's for the purpose of the mace? Abba Omer Ravina said like this: that for idna of a bizman is there now. The ika chavroi we have. Rashi says chavroi means bad goyim. Uma rishor a bad or nation that's big rishoyim. Shoye b'mei pasoyim, the kaifenes rashes, the kaifenes Yisrael, lansos malachton, that they forced the Jews to work a lot. Now, v'yomtiv hoye nidokim hen. So far, the Jews had a right not to work on yomtiv, even though the goyim pushed them to work the whole weekdays. For when it came yomtiv, they had rishus not to work. They shoye them because they told them, yomtiv utrezi yomtiv, and we can't do any work, so let them go free. Now, the yimiru was the mekabrin meisayim. If the goyim are going to see the way the Jews today on the second day Yom Tov are being oystic and burying their dead, the goyim will say, huh, you're doing work anyway, we'll make you do the regular work of today on Yom Tov. So therefore the Gemara says, since today we're under the power of the goyim, and they make us work, they just give us off on Yom Tov, we're afraid now, and we don't let you bury your mace in the second day Yom Tov. Because we're afraid maybe they'll see you burying the mace, and they'll come to make the gzera that even on Yom Tov you'll have to work also. Therefore now the Rabbanan said, you're better off not burying the mace on Yom Tov, but rather don't do any malach at all on Yom Tov, because then the goyim won't bother you. But Ravina have Yosef Kaime de Ravasi. Ravina, some say Ravashi, the Gisha should be, Ravina was sitting in front of Ravashi. The Shne Yom Tov Mishra Rosh Hashanah. It was the second day, it was on Rosh Hashanah, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Chazyayu de Ava Yosef. So Ravina saw the way Ravashi wasn't feeling good. Rashi Chazy Ravina Ravashi de Ava Yosef. He saw him feel very bad, he was in a bad mood. His Omulay, so Ravina said to him, Amai Yosef Mar, how come you're feeling so bad? What happened? Omulay answered back, the Loyosivo Eruba Tashilin. You know what? I forgot to make an Erev Tashilin. In other words, today like was Yom Tov was Thursday and Friday, and I want to be able to cook on Friday for Shabbos, and I didn't make the Erev Tashilin before Yom Tov, so I'm not going to be able to cook tomorrow for Shabbos. He felt bad. So Omulay, Ravina answered back to him, Veloisiv Meir Mar Idna. Why do you feel so bad? Today is only Thursday. Today is the first day of Rosh Hashanah. You know what? You can make an Erev Tashilin today. Put an Erev Tashilin down the first day Yom Tov. That Milo Yama Rava, didn't Rava say like this? That in the case we have 2 days Yom Tov, Thursday and Friday. So Avada L'Chatchila D'Alacha is, you're supposed to make an Erev Tashilin on Wednesday, Erev Yom Tov, before Yom Tov. You're supposed to put away a special piece of matzah and an egg, and we take an Erev Tashilin. That's matzah you to cook from Friday for Shabbos. That's L'Chatchila. But Rava said, Milo Yama Rava, Meniach Od Meruva Tashilin Miyom Tov L'Chaveroi. In a case where the person forgot to make the Erev Tashilin before Yom Tov, he's allowed to make it the first day Yom Tov. And he can make it tonight like this. Umasni makes it tonight. He makes the condition. And he makes the condition like this. That today's Thursday. So say like this. If today is really Yom Tov, so then I can't make an Erev Tashilin today. You're not allowed to make an Erev on Yom Tov. But if that's the case, that today is Yom Tov, then tomorrow, Friday, really is Chol. So anyway, I'm allowed to cook then on Friday for Shabbos. If Friday is only Chol HaMoed, I'm allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos. But then he makes it tonight. But maybe today is not Yom Tov, though. Maybe Thursday is not Yom Tov. Maybe the Yom Tov is only Friday. So then today I make an Erev Tashilin on Thursday. So if tomorrow is Yom Tov, today is Chol. So you're allowed to make an Erev Tashilin. So Mamonashok, the Erev Tashilin works. That's Rava's Halacha. If you forget on the break Erev Tashilin before Yom Tov, and that's the Halacha, you're allowed to make the Erev Tashilin the first day Yom Tov. Because Mamonashok is good. When it's a Thursday and a Friday, either Thursday is Chol, then you're allowed to make the Erev today. And if today, Thursday, is Yom Tov, and you can't make it today, but then tomorrow is Chol, so you're allowed to cook tomorrow. So you have such an answer to make the Erev Tashilin tomorrow, today, and it helps to cook tomorrow for Shabbos. So that's what Ravina told Ravashi, what are you feeling so bad about? Make the Erev Tashilin today. So Amalei, Ravashi answered back, no, I still feel bad. That Eimah Diyama Rava, when did Rava say he can make an Erev Tashilin on a Tanai? Bishnei Yomim Tovim Shogolius. That's only on Pesach, on Sukkot, and Shavuos. The 2 days Yom Tov of Golius and Chutz Lorenz. Because there it's for sure it's only Machmas Sveik of the Eimah. It's not one long day at Din Vada Yom Tov. For sure one of the 2 days is Chol. So Mamonashach, if you make the Erev the first day, Mamonashach, you're allowed to cook tomorrow for Shabbos. Bishnei Yomim Tovim Shavuos Shoshana Miyomar. But now we're talking about the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Here, like we learned before, it's a Din Vaday. So since it's a Din Vaday the second day, you can't make an Erev Tashilin the first day. Because we have to be afraid Thursday is Vaday Rosh Hashanah. Friday with the Rabbanim is also Vaday Rosh Hashanah. And you're not allowed to make an Erev Tashilin on Yom Tov. So therefore, you're not allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos. So that's why he felt bad. For the Gemara, Ayv, Amri, Nadoi, Nadoi said that Ahav Beit Simoteris, now, Doi holds note that 2 days Rosh Hashanah, the second day is only Machmas Sveika. And an egg that's born the first day, you are allowed to eat the second day. So now Doi holds that 2 days Rosh Hashanah is also Machmas Sveika. It's only doubtful which day is Yom Tov. Really only 1 day is, not 2 days. So according to Nadoi, even on 2 days Rosh Hashanah, you would be allowed to make an Erev Tashil on the first day. Abba Amalei Rav Mordechai, Rav Mordechai said back, that the Feirish Amalei Mar, I heard clearly from my Rebbe, that the loisava los the nadoi. We don't hold like nahadoi. We hold taka 2 days Rosh Hashanah as machmas vaday, and therefore an egg that's born the first day you're not allowed to eat the second day. And within halacha, if the Rosh Hashanah comes out on Thursday and Friday, and you did not make the erev tashilin before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to make it the first day. It's taka then not allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos. There are certain terim how you're allowed to do it. We'll see later in the second parak the halachas of erev tashilin. Right, itma would not like this. If royach sheneilat biyomtiv, an egg that hatched on yomtiv, you have an efroyach, a chicken comes out of the egg on yomtiv. Is Rav Amar Rav says osir, you're not allowed to eat it today on yomtiv. It's osir. Ushmul v'tem Rav Yechon Amar Mutter. You are allowed to. Rav Amar osir. Rav says it's osir muksa, because it's muksa. In other words, the egg was muksa. The time the egg was first hatched, was first born today, and it was hatched today. So I said muksa. So therefore, you can't eat it. Or Shmuel v'tem Rav Yechon and Amar Mutter. No, you're allowed to eat this chicken that was hatched today. Why? A new svarav. Hoyo lomate ratma b'shita. Since lomaisa, now that it's born, it's hatched, you're allowed to shecht this chicken and eat it. So since this chicken first got its new heta today, that you can make a shita to it, it's a svara that no isur machal. It's a svara that since you have one heter, a shita chal on it, who adin the isur mukser also goes off it. Rashi, hoyo lomate ratsmoy, b'leidosa liyos, nishchat, now that the egg was hatched. And you have a chicken here, it becomes the heti, you're allowed to make a shkita, you can shecht it and eat it. Masle hoye lefele dosei. You couldn't do that before it was hatched. Is a svarom, af muksa hitter asatzmoy. Even though really this egg was muksar, and what's born now should still be muksar, it's a new svara that when it's being birthed, when it's being hatched, fele dosei. The migu, the askin lehai, askin lehai. Since the giving birth, the hatching of the egg, makes it that a heter is chal upon the chicken now, that now you're allowed to shech the chicken, that's a new svar to say that it's also mata the isra muksa. In other words, it's like something new is here, and this thing new gets heterim, something you're allowed to do with it, so well, then you're allowed to eat it also. There wouldn't be an isra muksa chal on the rida. That's the svar. Amri lei, Rav Kana, Rav Asi, Rav. So Chana Rav Asi said back to Rav that Rav holds no, still it's osir. He says this egg that was hatched on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it today. Fret Nakasha, v'chima ben zel ego shenel b'Yom Tov. Why is this different than a calf that's born on Yom Tov? You're allowed to eat the animal. If an animal gives birth on Yom Tov, then the calf is mutter. Why? Why don't we say it's also muksa before? So Marian says no. Like it's noel, it wasn't around before. It was first born now on Yom Tov. So why don't you say it's muksa? The more answer back, no, omalei. Hoy lemuchin agavima b'shchita. It's not called really neulad. The calf, even before when it came out of the mother, and the mother's stomach also, there's a way to eat it. Like lemoslov, you shech the mother, and then you open up the animal and find the baby inside it, you're allowed to eat the baby. So kitza, even before it was born, you're allowed to eat the baby by shechting the mother, you can eat the kid. So it's not called muksa, it's called the kid was edible even before it was born. Mashenkin an egg, before it was hatched, you can't eat the chicken, it's a sheretz. The chicken inside the egg is a sheretz, you can't eat it. You could only make a shchiti after it's born. Fet Gemara bazoi, Oma ben zel ego shenelo ben a treifa. What are you going to say about if the mother is a treifa? You have an animal, the mother is a treifa. So you're not allowed to eat the mother. The mother is like muksa. And if the mother gives birth on yuntif to a kosher a kid, the kid is not a treifa, you're allowed to shech the kid and eat the kid. The question is why? Why don't we say the kid is like an egg that was hatched today? It's neulah. Something new is coming about. It wasn't here before. It should be muksa. You can't say you could have eaten it before in the mother's stomach, because if you shech the mother, the shchit of a treifer is no good. It won't help you for the kid. So Shostak Rav, Rav kept quiet. So here I see from here that even though before it wasn't roi, but now when it's born and it becomes edible, you are allowed to eat it. Like food is always not muksa. Food is not neulah. So the same thing by this chicken also. It was first hatched today, you should be allowed to eat the chicken today. So Rav kept quiet. Oh my Rabbi, Rabbi said, Vitaima Rav Yosef. My time is Shosak Rav. No, why did you keep quiet, Rav? I'll give you an answer. Leimalahu, Rav should answer back like this. There's a big difference. If you have the mother that's a treifer, and it's pregnant, you have a baby inside the stomach. Lamaisa, the mother on Yontif is not muksa 100%. Even though it's a treifer, you can't eat it, but you can give it to the klovin. You can give it to the dog's teeth.
So it's not muksa. It's the same thing, the blood also, this kid, you could have given it to the dog. So since it's roi for dogs to eat it, it's called the food, and the locha is dog food, is not muksa. You're allowed to feed your dogs. So therefore, the treifer is not muksa. Of course, you give it to the kelo, to the dog. And Rashi speaks out, the bottom Rashi, the klovim, the ben ashmosher, so it's imoy medes lakach. Ben ashmosher, the mother was aiming for this purpose, to give it to a dog. Avol afroyach, mashenkin, this chicken, that was hatched from the egg, shed the klipo, and it's inside the shell, ain't oimed lachilas klovim. It's not oimed for a dog to eat it. V'yafloi hoi royu, hilkach nilo tu. It's not royu for the dog. Dogs don't eat eggs. They don't eat the chicken inside an egg. So kolzman, the chicken is inside the egg, like it's not royu for anything. A dog would not eat it. Therefore, tzidid noilad. It's tzidid that when is the first born, when do you have something here on Yom Tov? At the beginning of Ben HaShemosh, it wasn't around. So therefore, it's noilad that blives like muksa. Therefore, the egg that's hatched is muksa. Mashenke, this treifa that comes out of the mother, the vlad, the kid. So the kid, since before the mother was not muksa, you can give the mother to a dog, therefore the kid is also not muksa. Omalei, Abai, has to cash her back. No. Hashta, Tayyasra, like this. Hashta, Mukham, the Yodam. Something that's